And good evening, folks. Eddie Fury broadcasting live on WBGV 92.5 FM, coming to you from live from Unionville Seaboeing High School. Doubleheader of high school girls and boys basketball action. It's also streaming at cnlakebroadcasting.com. You can check it in there. As we get ready for high school basketball action on WBGV 92.5 FM, it is the Unionville Seaboeing Patriots girls and boys basketball team hosting the Sandusky Wolves. First time I've said that on the air live. So a little strange trying to get used to it. But possibly historic moment here tonight is why we're here also. First game is going to be the girls basketball game. And tonight it will be Coach Al DeMott going for the record for the all-time wins as a high school girls basketball coach, varsity level in the state of Michigan. He's already got it tied this past week with their win over Vassar, and he'll be going for the record along with help from his team. Of course, credit goes to the team, because without the team doing that, it ain't possible. And he'll more than agree with that also. We're going to start off with our pregame show here before the start of the girls' game. You'll see some great pictures from today's game also in the Varsity Monthly. Folks are here. Paul Adams from the Huron County View. Mike Gallagher from the St. Lake County Sports will also be here today to chime in live on the radio with both games. And also Scott Bowlesby from the Tuscola County Advertiser will be stopping by. Lots of great games going on tonight also on the schedule. We'll talk about that also later tonight also. When we come back from this commercial break here on WBGV 92.5 FM, we'll talk about what both these teams have done so far. We're almost near the midway point. Some teams have 9 or 10 games in already in this young season. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. It is high school basketball action, our debut of our regular season after taking the holiday break after a state championship football game from Ford Field in Thanksgiving weekend. We covered that Ubley game with the Thumbtugger Sports crew, and unfortunately Ubley came away with a loss, but we're right there. Now we're into basketball season already, and a lot of games have taken place in there since the beginning of the December through the holiday break, as we come back from that holiday break just past Tuesday for most schools also in the student body. We'll be right back here on WBGB 92.5 FM. I'm Eddie Fury, broadcasting live from Unionville Seaboeing high school girls and boys basketball action. All right, welcome back on WBGB 92.5 FM and streaming at cnlakebroadcasting.com. Let's talk about what these teams have done so far. With me is Mike Gallagher from the San Lake County News walking into the building. People are giving him a round of applause also. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. This is exciting, man.
Exciting?
I'm a little bit nervous, honestly. It's weird.
What? Why?
I don't know, man. I've never seen anything like this before.
Oh, we're talking about a record here.
Yeah, come on,
okay,
man.
Okay, let's get with it. By the way, Sportsline Radio comes back this coming Monday after our one show today,
yeah.
And then we went on holiday break.
Yeah.
I told you about the holiday, the old man rant.
Yeah, but that one episode, that was some pretty good stuff. So.
Okay. Well, tonight's the first game, it's a doubleheader tonight on 92.5, and with a win tonight, head coach Al DeMott of the Sandusky Wolves, formerly, can I say, Redskins, will become the all-time winningest girls basketball coach in the state of Michigan with 798. There you go. You're the man with the article. You're the man who had this big speech written out for the school, for what I understand. And he tied it this past week against Vassar at home.
Yeah, I actually made a deal with George Lasecki. He wanted me to speak after the game, and I said, I can't do that,
yeah,
but I'll write something up for you, and you can read it.
So, fantastic, yeah. And is that already in the paper, or is
it no, that was just something we put together for that evening.
Okay.
We'll have a lot more in the next week's paper, though.
Fantastic. And that's why you're here.
Yes.
He trails only one boys coach also, I found out today. We were talking about in our little chat for the winningest in the state of Michigan.
Yeah, and it's going to be tough to catch Roy Johnson over at Beaverton, because he's still coaching, and he's not slowing down anytime soon, it doesn't seem like. But,
yeah,
you know, hey, neither does Al. So,
how many years has Al coached now?
This is his 43rd season at Sandusky.
At one school.
At one school, yeah. Yep. And he took over, he graduated from Sandusky in 1973, took over the program in 1979, and it's actually kind of a funny story. He did it as a favor to athletic director at the time, Dennis Beebe. He said, hey, I need somebody. I need somebody for this year. It was getting close to the season. They didn't have anybody. So Al filled in for a year. And, you know, 43 years later, he's going for the most wins in state history. So.
All right. Well, beside that fact, I don't think he cares. I think he does a little bit.
Maybe a little bit. I think deep down it's he's got to care about it a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's starting to seep in here now.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
He had thought about not – he thought about ending, you know, not coaching here on and off for the last five
When I talked to him this week, he said, you know, I'm still having fun with it. So, you know, as long as you're having fun with it, then you're going to keep doing it.
And as long as the family's fine with it, because it takes a lot of family support, as we know, in media.
Yeah.
It's a lot of time away. You know, Mrs. Fury, she stopped by the studio today. She kind of gave me that, you know, smirk and roll of the eyes. You're going to be gone late tonight because it's a very important game here.
Yes, absolutely.
So, and I told her, you know, I work in radio here in the last 20-something years. You know, I'm almost a legend now, by the way. So
not until you do it for 43 years.
I'm almost there.
Okay.
So I was actually still around as a kid.
Okay.
And how many years now?
40. This is his 43rd season.
Yeah, 51. And then and Bob Armstrong at St. Lake Broadcast has been on there longer. So.
Yes. Yeah. I don't think you're going to be able to catch Bob. No.
No. Well, let's talk about this team. They just started conference play also themselves. This is a cross-conference game on the road here for Sandusky. They're 7-2 according to the MHSAA. I hope that's correct.
They are 7-2. Okay. I don't think they've played a conference game yet this year,
K-PEC.
Though. That was at the Harry Seymour tournament, the holiday tournament.
They play them twice or three times
this
year.
They'll be playing them three times this year.
So I'm kind of wondering.
That one does not count for conference
play. One of them doesn't count.
Yes.
All right, so they haven't started league play. Some teams in boys basketball are starting league play tonight.
Yes.
And there's going to be a lot. It's really just going to get underway here for both teams.
Harbor Beach, Brown City. That'll be a good one tonight. Thumbtail Gators out over there.
Yep, Cass City Bad Axe on WOW
Sports.
Yeah,
that's another big one,
Paul Adams here taking pictures for Varsity Monthly, of course, you're here.
Yep.
So they started off with the season with a win over the Lakers, 58-23. That was on November 29th, right after we got done with a football season.
Right.
And then the win for the second victory, 65-20 against Burton Bendo for Sandusky Wolves, Lady Wolves. They got the win over they met up against Cass City, who we think is probably one of the better teams in the West. It took overtime. That's just the third game in. That was a loss for Sandusky, 51-49. They're right in that game. They took care of K-PAC, 57-19. They run into another buzzsaw, but they like to schedule a couple tough games here. And Emily City is one of those teams right there in the BWAC.
Yeah.
That was a 51-48 loss. So they were in that game also. They took care of business against a very good Bad Axe girls team who just lost to Cass City last night.
Yeah, that's a nice win over Bad Axe. Yeah.
That was a 35-30 bounce back win for Sandusky. They got a big key win in a cross conference rivalry against Reese, 34-24. Deckerville played him tough at LCA, man.
They did,
34-21. And this past week, for Al to tie it at 797 with a 55-27 win against the Vassar Lady Vulcans. And here they are tonight. Then they'll start league play next week on a Tuesday. I'll be at Bowling League, unfortunately. I'm playing for a title myself. Harbor Beach is who they'll meet in league play come next week. But they got to get this win tonight. You don't want to look past this USA team despite USA's record. They're in last place, 1-7. But they can score points.
Yes.
You can't look past this team. They did take on a tough Millington team. Boy, that's loud. 51-22. They've had four straight losses until their win against Harbor Beach. So 37-36. 1-point win for USA. They hung there with Marlette. 3-point loss, 41-44, back in early and mid-December. They took on Ubley, 24-34, 10-point loss, and Garber, 37-54 loss for USA this past week. So they've actually taken on some competition. They've taken their licks. They would love to not this record happen tonight, wouldn't they?
Right. Well, you know, it's kind of interesting because when you look back at it, when Al got his 700th career win, it was here in this gym. When they retired the when they named the court after him back in 2014, it was against USA. The first big win of Al's career was when they knocked off state-ranked USA all the way back in 1984. So there's a lot of history between Al DeMott and the USA Patriots, but he has a lot of respect for this team. He mentioned earlier this week, you know, they have a couple of four-year starters, and they got some great athletes. So
we'll talk about those athletes when we come back here real quick. We're going to take a quick break so Mike can get his camera all set, and I can get some commercials in right here at 92.5 FM. WBGV, we'll be right back. All right, welcome back. music's going to be loud here with the band. You're here for Al.
Yeah, I don't know how that sounds over the radio, but there's nothing better than a pep band at a high school basketball game. It just makes the atmosphere so much better.
Well, if you're trying to call it a game, okay. All right, let's talk about these players from the Sandusky Wolves. Tell me about these players here.
Yeah, so, I mean, it all starts with the three seniors, Morgan Taggy, Allie Jansen, and Brooke Jansen. This is a undersized team. I would consider most of these players guards, not really forward centers, but it's a lot of fun watching them play because there's so much chemistry, the ability to pass, the ability to shoot, and like any other of Al DeMott's teams, they play defense.
Yeah.
So this is a fun team to watch. Brooke Jansen is the player in the middle. She's a little bit undersized as a center, but she works hard down there. Allie Jansen is, developed into a great shooter. She was a great guard last year, didn't do a lot of scoring, but her shot is fantastic. And then Morgan Taggy, she's been one of the best scorers in the Thumb this year when it comes to girls basketball. In the past, she's been a great spot-up shooter for three, but this year you're going to see her going to the basket a lot more. She's a lot more aggressive on offense. And, these younger players, it's kind of a testament to Al, he's so good at developing players. You got those three seniors, but then you think of Grace Giebord and Helena Long and Adelaide Kaufman. And, we're only,
And you're talking about some of these sophomores that you just mentioned.
Exactly, yeah. You're only nine games into the season, and it's night and day from where they were from game one to game 10 now. This team is really developing into something special. And, I'm interested to see what happens once they get into Greater Thumb East play.
And we mentioned earlier they have taken their lumps, but those were close losses to some of the better teams, Cass City and Imlay City.
There's no shame in losing to Cass City or Imlay City. The Imlay City game, Sandusky had a great comeback, lost at the end. The Cass City game, that was an overtime game. And, this team is just a lot of fun to watch because, mostly because of the chemistry that they have. You can tell that the three seniors have been playing together for a long time. Brooke Jansen's been on varsity for four seasons, and it all starts with them. So,
what can you tell me about the Union Mississippi Lady Patriots?
Nothing.
Okay, that's where I would need Scotty B.
I'm sorry, we need Scotty B for that one. Well,
we know they're competitive.
Yes.
We know they're trying to be competitive here despite their record right now. And they're they're looking to play spoiler. Why not?
Yeah, why not? You got nothing to lose,
1-7 start, and they've lost about maybe five shots or within that's here. So
yeah.
We'll see if they're seasoned in right now also themselves. So, but you're always expecting a competitive game when it comes to a Friday night. You come to USA, and we're doing a doubleheader tonight. So, girls and boys, it's a cross-conference game, but you never know if these teams are going to meet up later in the postseason also.
Right, yep.
All right, that is his info there on the Sandusky Wolves. Kind of weird saying that.
It's growing on me, but it is still a little bit weird, yeah.
All right, then we'll see. Of course, tonight's game, very important, historic here tonight. If head coach Al DeMott wins tonight, he'll be the all-time winningest coach in Michigan because the coach he tied is not coaching, right?
He's retired, Frank Orlando.
You're gonna have a more article on this. I know we mentioned it on the radio show, and we'll talk more about it come Monday also, 5:30 p.m. on 95.3 FM and AM 660, and we'll upload it podcast form also that we'll be doing Sportsline come Monday and talk about what the season, because we're almost midway point at
this I know it happens pretty fast, but yeah, I'll be plugging away with stories all weekend. It's gonna be pretty tough to capture all the moments of Al's 43 years as the Sandusky head coach. But I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to talking to him after the game. And I'm looking forward to seeing, USA kind of honor Al after the game here.
And, of course, you'll be making your way to the studios come Monday at the Sand Lake Broadcast Studios right after deadline.
Yeah.
5:30 p.m. when you walk in.
Yep, so, and it'll probably be right at 5:30. So.
All right, so I'm going to let you go and get set.
Okay,
I know where you
thanks,
got your pictures.
Buddy.
Thank you, Mike Gallagher from Sand Lake County News. Check him out. You were actually visiting the studios last night, too, so yesterday.
Yes,
so,
we got some stuff. We got some stuff coming, and you will hear about that at a later date.
Okay, I have no idea. So,
all right,
I'm only the program director, so yeah.
Go
all
Wolves.
Right. All right, thank you. Well, that's Mike Gallagher cheering for his Sandusky coverage area. But like I said, the Unionville Sibian Lady Patriots are here to play spoiler also. They're going to play them tough. We'll see when we come back here and get ready for tip-off. In about 4 minutes, here on WBGV 92.5 FM. We'll be right back. Also streaming at sandlakebroadcasting.com. All right, welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. We're going to get ready here for our national anthem.
Passed away from cancer, and some who are currently battling this disease. Our thoughts and prayers are with those family members tonight. Now let's introduce our USA varsity team members along with their coaches and the person.
Well, I guess we're just going to introduce the teams here.
Kennedy Schember, playing in memory of Grandma Diane.
This is in memory of cancer, those who have passed, or thinking of.
Alberta Reinbold, playing in memory of David Sting, Marcy Kostenko, and in honor of Brett Kostenko, Heather Peters, Joanne Reinbold, and Heather Reinbold. Angela Weisenbach, playing in memory of Grandpa LeBrett. Taylan Sutherland, playing in memory of Uncle Charlie. Riley Wershkin, playing in honor of Aunt Vicki. Lauren Green, playing in honor of Grandma Susie. Olivia Jubar, playing in memory of Grandpa Weisenbach. Gabriella Crum, playing in memory of Grandma Sherry. Olivia Adams, playing in honor of Cousin Deb Herrick. And Bree Tomlinson, playing in honor of Lee Papa Hoodoff. Now the coaching staff, Coach Brianna Smith, coaching in honor of her mom, Karina Lehman. Coach Chuck Arnold, coaching in memory of Lynn Arnold. Let's give everyone a round of applause.
Unionville Sebring Lady Patriots.
Tonight's starting lineups.
Head coach is Chuck Arnold as they do the starting lineups now.
First for the Wolves, a senior, number 10, Allie Jansen.
Allie Jansen, number 10, starting.
A junior, number 12, Helena Long.
Number 12, junior, Helena Long.
A senior, number 14.
Number 14, Brooke Jansen, the senior.
A senior, number 22, Morgan Taggy.
Morgan Taggy.
And a sophomore,
senior,
number 30, Grace Giebord.
Grace Giebord, sophomore, number 30.
Assistant by Ray Lee.
Assistant coach Ray Lee getting recognized and honored.
USA Patriots.
And now we have the USA Lady Patriots starting lineup coming through.
Senior, number 1, Kennedy Schember.
Number 1, Kennedy Schember, the senior.
A senior, number 2, Maya Stecker.
Maya Stecker, number 2, a senior. Starters here for USA Lady Patriots.
Senior, number 11, Riley Wershkin.
Number 11, senior Riley Wershkin.
Senior, number 12, Lauren Green.
Senior, number 12, Lauren Green.
And senior, number 14, Olivia Jubar.
Olivia Jubar, number 14.
Patriots tonight is Chuck Arnold, assisted by Brianna Smith. Tonight's officials are Travis Garbowski, Joshua Garbowski, and Jim Miller.
All right, so we're going to get ready here for tip-off in just a few seconds here. We'll have our boys' game following this game also here on 92.5, a doubleheader. We'll let you know come Monday what our decision for coverage, but we're looking at the Croswell-Lexington-Emily City boys' basketball game next week. Take a look at Croswell, already near that midway point of the season. Some teams are playing 22 games this season. The first time, we'll talk more about that when we come back for Sportsline Monday on 95.3 FM and WMIC AM 660, 95.3 FM, and again, uploaded on our website. Tip-off at the middle of the court, be number 14. Brooke Jansen, the tip-off won by USA's number two, but it goes out of bounds as Maya Stecker tried to grab it. So a turnover by USA to start it off with 7:58 to go here from the sideline. Inbounds pass as Sandusky Lady Wolves moving from left to right on your radio dials. We get ready here. Top of the point to number 22. Morgan Taggy, the number 10, Allie Jansen. Jansen swings it over to the top of the point once again. Still around the perimeter, three-point range. Try to get in the inside. USA using the lady-to-lady defense, it looks like. Maybe the 3-2 defense, and we'll have a jump ball at the left elbow. If USA and Sandusky be Sandusky ball, a jump ball in favor of underneath the nets on their side of the court for Sandusky. Left side of the rim, inbounds pass to the right corner, shot for number 14, misses that one, tip away and grabbed. It'll be out of bounds for Sandusky after the missed shot by Brooke Jansen. Be the USA Lady Patriots ball. They'll bring it out on their far side of the court. They are moving from right to left on your radio dial. With a dribble coming down, cross midcourt. Number 12, Lauren Green goes to the right corner, swings over to the right wing to number one, Kennedy Schember. Schember goes to the point. Hands it off around the perimeter to Maya Stecker and hands it right back to number 12, Lauren Green. This is the ball. She'll hang on to it, pass it over to Maya Stecker. Three-point range at the top of the point. Try to get a play set up. Swings over to the left side. Kennedy Schember back up top to number 14. Olivia Jubar now to Lauren Green. Lauren Green trying to go down to the right elbow. Ball is knocked loose. USA saves it. After the reach-in tip away from Helena Long. A long shot for three for USA. Left corner, no good. Trying to fight for the rebound. Sandusky comes down with it. After the miss by Kennedy Schember for three in the left corner. Sandusky ball. And she'll lose it through her hands. The pass from number 30. Grace Skiboard to number 22. Morgan Taggy. 6:34 to go after the turnover by Sandusky. USA Lady Patriots ball. A little bit of four-court defense applied here. By Sandusky, get inbounds is Maya Stecker for USA. Over to Lauren Green. Still no score, 0-0, 6:25 to go here in the first period. USA girls game, boys game to follow. USA and Sandusky here at USA Schools. She has an opening to the paint. She'll lay it up for two, underhanded to the right side. A miss by number 12, rebound Sandusky after the miss by Lauren Green. Sandusky ball over to number 12. Lena Long pitches it in right open underneath, and she gets a reverse shot to the right side of the glass. That is number 14 for two, Brooke Jansen. And Sandusky leads with 5:54 to go here in the first. 2-0 is your score. Shot inside the right wing for two with the miss by number 11. Rebound number 10, Allie Jansen, after the miss by Riley Wierschke. Sandusky ball after the rebound defensively. Now an offense on their side of the court. Coach DeMott calling a play. 2-0, Sandusky leads to the right wing, number 10. Allie Jansen to the high point, high post. Hands it off to the right corner, Taggy. She'll pitch it in left lane, looking for a shot, but quickly, number 14 there to block it off, Olivia Jubar. Good job on defense at the low block. Long shot for two off the left wing by number 12. No good by Helena Long, but saved by Sandusky. Inbounds pass, and they still have it. Grace Giebord, a pass over to left side to number 22, Morgan Taggy. To 14, Brooke Jansen. Around the perimeter, three-point range at the top of the point. Number 22, Morgan Taggy, 4:53 to go here. 2-0, Sandusky leads. Bounce pass into the paint. Tips the ball over to the left wing for three-point shot miss by number 30, Grace Giebord, but Sandusky gets the offensive rebound, and he still has possession. Going to the paint, laying it up for two. Number 22, good. Morgan Taggy to make it 4-0. Sandusky with the lead. 4.5 to go here in the first. Pivoting around, she has to pass it off to Lauren Green. Lauren Green, bounce over to a three-point shot by number 11. Hits the rim, no good. And rebound Sandusky. Fast break play here. Number 22 going to the basket for two, and she lays it in to make it 6-0. We'll have a timeout call by head coach of the USA Patriots. We'll be right back. 6-0, Sandusky leads, 4:13 to go. Well, we'll keep it right here for now. Sandusky leading, 6-0 after the timeout call by the USA Lady Patriots. USA come on down with the ball on their side of the court after the timeout. Loose ball picked up by Sandusky. A turnover. And Sandusky has possession. Over to the top of the point. Swings it over. Sandusky still with possession. Over to the right side. Bounce pass up top. Swings over to the left side. Going to the basket for two. No good. Sandusky gets their own rebound. Looks like, no, it's USA with the steal. Ripping it out of the hands. And OB, USA Lady Patriots ball. Swings it over with a dribble to the right corner. Down the baseline, USA to the left corner. USA still with possession, 3 minutes to go. Over to Lauren Green. Number one with the ball, Kennedy Schember. Loose ball will be a jump on. No, it'll be a foul. It'll be USA ball, and they'll take it out from their right sideline. So, no, actually, it'll be a foul on USA, apparently. It's a first foul called on the Patriots, and that went on number one, Kennedy Schember. Sandusky balls, so they switched the call on that foul call. High post shot for two, and she switches it, number 22. Morgan Taggy make it to 8-0. Sandusky with the 8-0 lead. 2:44 to go here in the first period. Number 12, Lauren Green with the dribble. Way up top. She'll stay at the point, move her way to the right wing. Pass over to right corner, number 11 for a three-point shot. Off the mark. It will hit a Patriots player after the miss by Riley Wierschke. And that will go to Sandusky, far side of the court. They lead 8-0, 2:25 to go here. 7-2 overall, 1-7 is USA. Record-wise, 7-2 is Sandusky. Their losses to Cass City and Emily City. Attacking the basket to the paint, pass out, but stolen away. Cross-court pass attempted by number 10. Allie Jansen and USA will pick it up for the steal. Lauren Green with the ball to the high post. Pass off to number 15, Gabriel Crum. Over to number 11 with another three-point attempt. No good from the right corner. Rebound picked up by number 12, Helena Long for Sandusky. Number 14 with a spin-around move over to number 10. To the right low block. Pass to the left side. The number 22 block shot, but saved by Sandusky. A three-point shot left wing. No good by number 30, Grace Keyboard. Sandusky ball and a foul called. We'll go for 2 points, and we'll be right back. All right, both free throws good by Allie Jansen, making it 10-0. USA will turn the ball over when they got possession. After the inbounds pass, it'll be Sandusky ball. Underneath the basket for two, number 14, good. It's 12-0. Sandusky leading, number 14, Brooke Jansen with a shot. Now under a minute to go here. Down the right lane, over to the right corner, down the baseline. Knocked out of bounds by defensively by Sandusky. Number 22 will be USA ball still, Morgan Taggy. Coming in is number 20, Olivia Adams in for number 10, Taylin Sutherland. 50 seconds to remain here in the first period. Inbounds pass over to left wing, back to the left corner. Lauren Green with it. Back out to number 11, Riley Wierschke. She is trapped at the left corner. Bounce pass to Lauren Green. Sandusky making it very difficult for USA to penetrate the paints for some two buckets. Number 15, bounce pass to the right corner to number 20. Olivia Adams of USA. Lauren Adams with it. Or it's Lauren Green, that is. A shot. Whistle was called. And it'll be a foul. And a free throw is for USA. We'll be right back. Both free throws missed by USA. Sandusky with the ball. After the second missed free throw, a shot from the high post. Good for number 30 at the buzzer for Grace Keyboard. And it is a 14-0 lead at the end of the first at the buzzer. Grace Keyboard with that last second shot. 14-0. Sandusky Lady Wolves leading the USA Lady Patriots. We'll be right back. End of the first, 14-0, Sandusky with the lead. Grace Keyboard making the last second shot for Sandusky Lady Wolves. So we start off here the second period of the first half. Game one of our doubleheader here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Streaming at sandlakebroadcasting.com. Find the link on our Twitter and Facebook. Moving over to the left wing, a handoff for USA as they open up with possession on the inbounds pass. Lauren Green with the ball at the point. Swings over to the left side to number two in the game, Maya Stecker. Back in. Underhand pass from Kennedy Schember to Green. They're going around the perimeter. Number 20 also in. Olivia Adams for the Unionville Seabooing Lady Patriots. 7.5 to go here, 14-0 as we start off this early second period. Sandusky with a 14-0 lead. They made two free throws, 100%. Two missed free throws for USA. Falling down a loose ball, but a foul will be called. Looks like on Sandusky, apparently. So USA will keep the ball. Right underneath the basket by the baseline. 7:20 to go here. Two fouls so far on, looks like Sandusky, and three fouls for Sandusky, but they'll steal it from the USA Lady Patriots. Sandusky Lady Wolves ball on their side of the court. Shot for three, right wing, no good by number 22, Morgan Taggy. But still, offensively rebound by Sandusky. Looking for a long shot for two for number 30, Grace Keyboard. Rebound Sandusky, though, once again. Under seven to go. Sandusky ball, they lead 14-0. 6:50 to go here in the first half, second period. Bounce pass over to the right side. Jansen with the ball at the high post. Over to the right wing, the Taggy. She'll pass over to number 12, left side of the basket. In for two for the first point scored. Helena Long with the two-point shot at 16-0. Sandusky leading. 6:20 to go here in the first half. USA Lady Patriots ball. Trying to get a basket in. A long shot for two, no good on the right wing. No good by number one, Kennedy Shepard, trying to end that drought. Rebound defensively by Sandusky. A long cross-court pass. Ill-advised as USA steals it. Mid-pass intended for Long. Number two with a brace on. Maya Stecker able to pull that. She's got a leg brace on her right leg. Number 14, Olivia Jubar, a pass over to Stecker. To Lauren Green, right corner. She'll move into the high post, down the right line, trying to find some room. Bounce pass to number 14, and they get the first points on the board. Number 14 for USA with the score of 5:37 to go here. And that was Olivia Jubar getting the first points at 16-12. Sandusky holding on to this substantial lead. Double dribble, be a turnover on Sandusky. We'll be right back. USA makes a point, 4:58 to go here. Number four with a shot, making it 16-4. As they get on the board, making it 16-4, but then a foul committed by USA on Sandusky's side of the basket. Whistle called and going to the lines, number 10, Allie Jansen. She makes her first free throw. 100% free throw shooting right now for Sandusky. Make it at 17-4. 4:36 to go here. Second free throw is a miss. Fighting for the rebound. Loose ball picked up by the USA Lady Patriots. Lauren Green will pick it up for USA. Hands it off to Lauren Green from number one, who made the last shot for that 4 points, Kennedy Schember. 17-4 is your score. Coming down to 4:10 to go. USA ball, number two. Hand off to number 11, three-point shot from the left wing, no good. That is Riley Wierschke. Rebound picked up by number 34, Adelie Kaufman, the junior for Sandusky ball. Their side of the court. Gibor to pass over to number 22, Morgan Taggy to the left wing. 17-4, second period, 3:45 to go. Gibord with it at the right wing to the high post. Down the right lane, a pass off to Jansen. Jansen swings over to Taggy. Good defense there. Reach in, trying to steal it. Number 11, Riley Wierschke. And it is a steal. Wierschke will come up with it for USA. Trying to get a fast break, but it's a two-on-three situation. And she'll be trapped of a double defense and taken away by Sandusky on the defense. 3:20 to go here. 17-4. Sandusky with the ball. Loose ball trying to take away by the USA Lady Patriots, making it frustrating for Jansen. Long shot for three, no good. USA comes down with the rebound after the miss from the left corner by Taggy. Number two, Maya Stecker over to Lauren Green. Coming down to 3 minutes to go. 17-4. Sandusky leading USA Lady Patriots here in the second period. 2:50 to go here. Try to get some ball movement. Swinging around the perimeter. She'll go over a shot for three from the top of the point, and she swishes it. Number 11. Making it 7 points for USA with a three-point shot. Number 11 at the 2:40 mark. That was Riley Wierschke. Trying to answer back with a three-point shot themselves is number 22, Taggy. 20-7. 2:20 to go here after the three-point shot by Taggy. 2:14 to go. 20-7. Long shot for three by Lauren Green. Left wing rebound picked up by number 14, Brooke Jansen. Stolen away by USA. 3-on-1. Can they get the 2 points? No. Put back attempt. No good. Had a prime opportunity. Loose ball still. And who will have it? We'll have a whistle called as the ball went out of bounds, and it will be Sandusky ball. So, 20-7 is your score, 1:55 to go here in the first half. Second period, Sandusky ball with the dribble. Number 10, Allie Jansen. Jansen, the dribble down to the right, bounce pass to the right, low block, and in for two. Number 14, Brooke Jansen. 22-7, 1:38 to go here in the first. That's the first half, second period. Handoff for USA. Number one, a shot from the free throw line for two, and it rolls in. 22-9, USA. Sandusky leading. Fast break on the other side for Sandusky. Long shot for two, no good by number 34, Adelie Kaufman. Still Sandusky ball offensively. She'll drive it a basket, but a block by number 14, denying number 30, Grace Keyboard, the young sophomore. Number 14 with a block. Olivia Jubar saw that. Bounce pass to Jubar from Green, but a block by Gibord herself. Rebound number 14 to Taggy. And a bump by number 2 going to the basket. That'll be a foul, the fifth foul for USA Patriots. Number 2 of her second foul. Number 15 and 20 coming in for USA. Gabriella Crum and Olivia Adams. Inbounds pass, baseline, right side of the basket. Taggy in for Sandusky. Sandusky possession with 52 seconds to go. 22-9, long shot for three, no good by Taggy. Keyboard with the rebound. Over to Allie Jansen, the senior. She'll go around the perimeter, right wing, back up top. Grace Keyboard, pass off, cross court, Morgan Taggy. Coming down to 30 seconds. This is what they usually do when it comes down near the end of a period here. Take a little bit of time off the clock, trying to find that last second shot, hopefully. Down to 23 seconds, 22-9. Sandusky leading Cass City. Pass up top to Taggy from Jansen. She's at the point. Coach DeMott, tell him to come down, get ready, get set. She'll go down the right lane. Go for two, no good. Rebound. USA, and we have a travel turnover of 2.1 seconds. Costly turnover there by USA, with 2.1 seconds to go before the end of the half. 22-9, Sandusky will have another chance for a last second shot from the baseline or the left side of the glass underneath their own basket. Allie Jansen to throw it in. Inbounds pass, as soon as they get, they're gonna have to shoot it in. Back to Allie Jansen, last second shot, no good. That's where we end the half, 22-9. Sandusky with the lead, our halftime show on the way. This week in high school sports, where the MHSAA is also coming up at the half. 22-9, Sandusky leading the Unionville Seabourn Lady Patriots. We'll be right back after our break, and this week in high school sports also coming your way. All right, welcome back. Our halftime show here. That was this week in MHSA, this week in high school sports. At the half, Sandusky Lady Wolves leading 22-9, and it's been all Sandusky. And they led 14-0 at the end of the first with a last-second shot by Grace Keyboard. Until finally at the 5:37 mark, USA got the first points by number 14, Olivia Jubar. So not much scoring here by the USA Lady Patriots. Just Sandusky Lady Wolves making it very frustrating for them to attack the paint. Shots are off the mark here also. 16-0 run for Sandusky up to the 6:25, 5:37 mark, where the first 2 points for USA was scored. 20-7 at the 2:20 mark, and 22-9 with 1:20 to go left, and that's the last time anybody scored there. Four free throw attempts here by Sandusky here in the first half. They are 3 out of 4. 2 free throw attempts for USA. They both missed them both. Leading scorers for the Unionville Seabourn Lady Patriots, 4 points for Kennedy Schember, Riley Wershke with a 3-point shot, and 2 points for Olivia Jubar, her first score, the first points for USA. For the Sandusky Lady Wolves, the leading scorer is Morgan Taggy with 9, 6 points for Brooke Jansen, 3 points for Allie Jansen, 2 points apiece for Helena Long, and also a Grace Keyboard with 2 points also, and that was a last-second buzzer shot for Sandusky. We'll be right back for second half action. Started off the second half action, a missed shot by Sandusky and picked up for the rebound underneath the basket. Unionville Seabourn Lady Patriots, USA with the ball. They're moving from left to right on your radio dial now. Lauren Green, a pass over to left corner. Tipped away by Sandusky and a steal by Allie Jansen, number 10 for Sandusky. Pass over to Grace Keyboard to the right side of the floor, to the right corner, Morgan Taggy. 7 minutes to go here in the third period as we start off the second half. Sandusky leading 22-9. Up top to number 12 to the point, Helena Long. Taggy, number 22 for Sandusky. Loose ball, turnover, and it'll be USA Lady Patriots ball. 22-9. No pressure here by Sandusky. On the full court defense at this point right now. USA Lady Patriots ball. Lauren Green moved her way to the top. Still having a hard time attacking that glass. Pass over to number 1, Kennedy Schember. Schember back off. Loose ball picked up and saved by Lauren Green. Number 12 for USA. Schember with the ball right wing deep, 3-point range. Moving around the floor, some of the other USA Lady Patriots pass off at number 2. Shot for 3, but tipped by Taggy, but saved by number 14. She'll try to do a hook shot. Loose ball picked up, rebound by Sandusky. She was double-teamed, but Allie Jansen able to get it off to number 14, Brooke Jansen. Cross-court pass to Long. Long attacks the basket with a floater. No good from the right side of the glass. Last touched by USA. It'll be Sandusky ball with 5:40 to go. 22-9. Still no score here by either team. Here in the second half. Inbounds pass to the right corner. Taggy pitches it in to the right low block. Last touch by USA. Knocking it out of bounds. Sandusky to take it from the baseline underneath their own basket. They are moving from right to left on your radio dial. Inbounds pass, attacking the basket with a floater. Number 14, Brooke Jansen, no good. And we have a long whistle and a jump ball in favor of USA. Substitution coming in, number 15, Gabriella Crum for number 1, Kennedy Schember. USA gets the inbounds pass. No defensive pressure here by Sandusky. Lauren Green with a dribble. She's been playing point throughout the whole game. Down the right lane, back to Green. She'll go for three, right corner. Swishes that one. First point scored, 22-12. Three-point shot by Lauren Green. That at the 5-12 mark. Sandusky, though, still holding a 10-point lead, substantial lead. Down the left lane, pitches it out to Long. Long shot for two. She swishes that one from the left corner. First point scored for Sandusky, 24-12. Long for that shot at the 5:50 mark. A floater from the right low block, no good. Rebound, Sandusky, we might have another jump on. No, picked up, but a loose ball, and it'll be taken away by Sandusky. Taggy getting it. And a foul called after the reach in, trying to get the ball and knock it out of bounds. The number 15 with the foul, Gabriella Crum of USA, her first. First foul in the second half for USA. Bounce pass along around the perimeter. 4.5 to go, 24-12. Sandusky leads. So go to the left side. Double team on Allie Jansen. Right low block, goes for two, and that one does not roll in. USA with a loose ball defensively. Lauren Green to the left side of the floor. Some very vocal Patriot fans here. Pretty good crowd here for the girls' game. Down the right lane, loose ball off her foot. Saving it is USA's number 15. A whistle was called. We'll have a timeout. We'll be right back here. 24-12, Sandusky leading USA. Coming out of the timeout, USA Lady Patriots with possession on their side of the court. 24-12, 12-point lead for Sandusky. USA student section about to get vocal here, right next to us. Still USA ball, pass over to number one. Trying to look for that open shot, knocked away by Sandusky's Allie Jansen, but saved by number one, Kennedy Schember, back in the game. Bounce pass over to number two. Maya Stecker. Hand off to number 15, going down the right lane. Back to Stecker, to Lauren Green. Sandusky very quick on defense to prevent any look of any open shot here by USA. So defensively doing a good job. Still USA ball, though, to the high post. Knocked away and stolen away by number 30, Grace Keyboard. We have a whistle and a foul called on USA. Sandusky will throw it in from the right sideline under far side of the court. Inbounds pass for Gibord into Allie Jansen. Jansen double team, but gets the pass off to the right corner. Taggy looking for three, right corner, hits the rim. Picked up by Sandusky. We'll have a travel call, however, so a turnover. We'll be right back, it'll be USA ball. USA Lady Patriots ball on their side of the court. Going around the perimeter. They took a shot, but a rebound saved by USA. Back out to a long three-point shot from the left wing. No good by number one, Schember. Rebound, Sandusky, Allie Jansen. Looking for a fast break here. Taggy will go to the basket, but she is fouled, and she'll go through a free throw line for two. Both free throws good by Taggy. And it'll be 26-12. USA Lady Patriots come to their side of the court. The ball is knocked out of bounds underneath their own basket. They'll have possession in the inbounds pass just right now. Knocked out of bounds by Taggy once again. And Gibord will be on defense on the baseline. Long cross-court pass to the right wing to Lauren Green for USA. With 1:39 to go, it's 26-12. Sandusky leading USA Lady Patriots. Still with a dribble for voracious defense here by the Wolves. Knocked out of bounds by Sandusky. Long. The dribble underneath the floor by number 11, Riley Wierschke for USA. Inbounds pass from the baseline. Kennedy Schember for USA. Into the left wing, Lauren Green. She'll go around the perimeter. She'll dribble over to the top of the point to number 20 now. That would be Olivia Adams. Back to Kennedy Schember. Hand off to number 11, Riley Wierschke. Around the perimeter, trying to find room in the lane. And just USA just doing a good job of closing that paint away from the Patriots. Under a minute to go here in the third. It's 26-12. Still USA ball. Sandusky with the 14-point lead. Knocked out of bounds by Sandusky. With a little bit of a tip. Goes to the right corner. Still USA Lady Patriots ball. Couple substitutions. Number 14, Olivia Jubar. Number 2, Maya Stecker coming in. For number 20, Olivia Adams. And number 15, Gabriella Crum. It'll be a full timeout for USA. We'll be right back. 26-12. Sandusky leads in a third. All right, timeout was called by the Unionville Seabing Lady Patriots. 26-12 is your score. Sandusky leads in the third period with 48.7 seconds to go. 26-12, 14-point lead. It'll be the USA Lady Patriots ball. That's Unionville Seabing here at USA High School. Following this game will be boys basketball. Inbounds pass left side to number 12, Lauren Green. She'll move to the right wing. Three-point range, trying to find her way to the right corner. Over to Schember. Schember. Hand off down to the right lane. Back out to Lauren Green. Tacks the basket. Left lane. Lays it up for two. 26 to 14. 35 seconds and counting to go here. More than likely, Sandusky will wait to try to get this last second shot. Down to 20 seconds. 26-14. 12-point lead here for Sandusky. And finding an open shot left lane. Misses it. Great ski board, but put back by number 12, Helena Long. 28-14. Down to 5 seconds. Last second shot here for USA. Green over to Schember. Green, NBA range. She'll just throw it up. And out of bounds, 28-14. Sandusky with the lead at the end of the third. We'll be right back for our final frame. All right, start of the fourth period, 28-14 at the end of the third. And starting off with possession, inbounds pass for Sandusky as she started off the fourth period. Pass over to Grace Gieboard on the right wing, and it might be an over and back, and it will be a turnover. Sandusky to start off. USA Lady Patriots ball. 28-14, Sandusky leading as you start off. 7:49 to go. Getting closer to that record for Al DeMont, head coach of Sandusky. 798 wins and counting, and a tipped away after the long three-point shot by USA. They save it from going out of bounds, but then the save goes into the stands, and it will be Sandusky ball. Coming in is number 15, Gabriella Crum. In for number 2, Maya Stecker. Inbounds pass for Sandusky. Far side to Jansen from Grace Gieboard. 7.5 to go here in the game. Gieboard with the ball at the right wing. Top of the point to Taggy. Almost loses it, but settles down and grabs it right back. Long with the basket from the right corner, that is, with the ball. Short left corner for Brooke Jansen. And long three-point shot from the right wing, no good. By Taggy, but a put back by Gieboard, no good. Rebound saved by, offensively, number 14, Brooke Jansen. And she'll swing it over to Taggy. Back to Long. Long shot from the right corner. Good. To start off the scoring in the fourth, 30-14, 6:55 to go here. Sandusky with the lead. USA ball on the right side of your down, their side of the court. Dribble over to the high post down the right lane, finds an opening, and she will be fouled. She'll go for 2 points to the free throw line for USA. We'll be right back. Both free throws are missed by number 15, Gabriella Crum. And Sandusky comes down with the rebound and a shot good for two by Sandusky's number 10, Allie Jansen, from the left elbow, making it 32-14. We're coming down to under 6 to go. Sandusky with the lead in the fourth quarter, or fourth period. USA ball. A handoff to number one, Kennedy Schember. Another handoff around the perimeter. Almost knocked away and stolen by Sandusky, but right there, left side, wide open. She can't knock it down. There'll be a foul at the left low block, number 14, Olivia Jubar. I don't know if she was going for the shot, but no, they'll say she was in the transition of grabbing the rebound and was fouled by Sandusky. Three fouls for Sandusky in the second half, three for USA. Loose, picked up and saved by USA after the inbounds pass by Stecker. Bounce pass to the right side. Good assist by Green to the right low block to number 14. 32-16. The shot by Olivia Jubar. A 5.5 to go here. 16-point lead here for Sandusky. 32-16 in the fourth period. 5:15 to go in the game. Number 34 in the game, Adelie Kaufman for Sandusky. Whistle was called, falling to the floor. In the right corner was Jansen. A foul on USA. A third foul for number two, Maya Stecker. Fourth foul for USA Lady Patriots as a team. Inbounds pass for Sandusky underneath their own basket. To the point. Back over to number 14 with a layup. Good on the left low block. Despite being defended, 34-16. Brooke Jansen with that shot for Sandusky. 5 minutes to go here in the game. USA Lady Patriots ball, and there'll be a foul on Sandusky. That's the fourth foul. Second foul on number 22, Morgan Taggy. Right sideline inbounds pass for USA to Lauren Green from Kennedy Schember to the top of the point. To Schember again from number 14. Olivia Jubar hands it off to Crum. Crum back to Green, knocked out of bounds by Sandusky. Still, USA Lady Patriots ball on their side of the court. 4:41 to go in the fourth period, 34-16. Sandusky with the lead. Dribble into the paint, triple team. She'll go for two, and she'll be fouled, and she'll go to the free throw line for Crum. Both free throws a miss by USA, but they were able to keep their own rebound and make a three-point shot by Lauren Green at the 4:24 mark, making it 34-19. And USA still has possession after stealing it away from Sandusky on the ensuing inbounds pass, and Sandusky will call a timeout. Sorry you missed that three-point shot. It's a long commercial. And it will be a timeout call by Sandusky as we come out of this timeout. They lead, though, 34-19 with 4:21 to go. I believe that's the first timeout called by Sandusky in this game alone, I believe. But it'll be USA Lady Patriots ball after they took it back away from Sandusky is why the timeout was called, the reset defense. Lauren Green with it. Pass over to number 14, Olivia Jubar. Jubar to Wierschke, to Schember, to Crum. She went to the free throw line but missed all four so far. Bounce pass to Schember for three, and she swishes that one. We got that one. 34-22. Three-point shot from Schember for USA. 34-22. 10-point lead with 3:50 to go here. Sandusky holding a 10-point lead. Three-point shot missed by Grace Keyboard, right corner. Rebound picked up by number 14, Olivia Jubar for USA. Lauren Green coming down with it. Showing a lot of fight here. Driving to the lane, to the basket. And misses that one. Rebound picked up by Sandusky as they try to settle down with 3.5 to go here. It's 34-22. Sandusky leading. Pass over to Taggy. Look away pass to Brooke Jansen. To Taggy at the right wing. She'll go to the paint. Wide open, number 10, Allie Jansen for two, steps on the line. It's 36-22. 3:10 to go here in the game. 14-point lead for Sandusky. Largest lead of the game was by 16 in the first half. 3 minutes to go in the game. 36-22. Sandusky leading. Long shot, NBA range for three. Hits the back of the glass in for number 11. 36-25, 2:45 mark. Full court pressure by USA. After the three-point shot by number 14, Olivia Jubar. Or was it a number 11, I think? Riley Wierski. NBA range for the left wing. 2:29 to go here. Traveled call on Sandusky. They'll turn the ball over. It will be a timeout called here by USA. It's 36-25, a three-possession lead here by Sandusky. Timeout called by USA. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Welcome back. Calling the timeout, USA, and they'll have possession. 2:29 to go in the game. Three straight shots by USA. All three-pointers to get back in this game. Down by nine. That's three-possession lead. 36-25, 2:23 to go here. USA with possession. Looking at a three, she'll hold up. Number 11, Riley Wierski, will hand it back off to Lauren Green for USA Lady Patriots. Coming down to 2:10 left in the game. 36-25. Green over to Crum, Gabriella. Back to Lauren Green at the top of the point. She'll go down the right lane. Loses the ball. Knocked out of bounds by Sandusky, though. Taggy. Number 12, Helena Long, will come in. In for number 34, Adelie Kaufman, the junior. .203 to go here. 36-25. Inbounds pass for USA. Still with possession. Needs a good three or a two-point shot. Maybe a three-point play here. Wierski, pass over to Lauren Green. Now under 150 to go in the game. 36-25, Sandusky with the lead. Crum with it for USA. She'll go down the right lane, bounce pass over for number 11 for a three-point shot. Hits the rim, no good. Fighting for the rebound, number 14. It's loose, and it's loose again, and saved by Grace Gibor with a takeaway defensively for the rebound for USA. USA ball. Sorry for that commercial break there. Didn't put it on stop there. Sandusky ball with 1:10 to go in the game. 36-25. Commercial playing over my play-by-play call, so I apologize for that. Swings it over to Gibord for three. Left wing for three. Under a minute to go here. 39-25, 55 seconds to go here, but 48 seconds to go. Sandusky leading now, 39-25, down to 40 seconds. Pass over to number 14, loose ball. Be a loose ball for USA, they'll have it. Driving to the basket for two, no good, by number 11, Riley Wierski. Rebound Sandusky with 27 seconds to go here. Cross-court pass over to Taggy. Taggy for three for the left wing. She'll switch that one too. Exclamation point. And we'll have a timeout call by Sandusky. With 18.5 seconds to go here. 42-25. We'll keep it right here. Since my last flub, the commercial break. We thank our sponsors for tonight's game. We have a boys game following this one. So tune in for that. USA hosting Sandusky, a doubleheader, one of the rare doubleheaders that we have throughout the season. Timeout called by Sandusky after the three-point shot. Attacking 42-25, 18.5 seconds to go here. Some substitutions coming in also. Number 32, Ruby Trepkowski coming in. Along with number 20, Isabel Schuart. Schuart. Helena Long in the game, alum of Allie Jansen and Brooke Jansen. With the dribble, USA Lauren Green. 10 seconds to go in the game. 42-25. USA with the ball, and USA is going to get this win. Three-point shot. Swishes that one. Another three-point shot for USA, but too little too late. Number 11, Riley Wierski for the three-point shot. 42-28 is your final score. Al DeMott, the most winningest coach in Michigan history for high school girls Coach, 798 wins. Your final score, 42-28. Sandusky with the win. Your final score, Al DeMott, 798 wins as a varsity head coach. And there's a sign out there in the books, 798 wins. Al DeMott, 798 wins as varsity head coach. All time winningest coach. And we'll let the official talk here.
One of the things that's great about this game of basketball is you get an opportunity to meet a lot of great coaches, to get a lot of opportunities to play great programs. And there's none better than Coach Al DeMott and Sandusky. And so, tonight we got an opportunity to celebrate something special. It doesn't happen very often where Coach DeMott now becomes the all-time leading coach as far as wins in the state of Michigan. That's pretty incredible. Give him a round of applause. I can say there's no better deserving man. No better deserving coach or program than Coach DeMott. So we appreciate them coming out, and we're honored to have the ability to host this at our school to honor such a special recognition for Coach DeMott. So great job. Congratulations.
Some real class here for the USA Lady Patriots head coach. And the staff here to honor Al DeMott, all-time winningest coach, 798 wins and counting. Tied it this past week against Vassar. Here he wins it, 42-28. Our post-game report coming up here on WBGV 92.5 FM and streaming at sandlakebroadcasting.com. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Final score, 42-28, Sandusky with the win over the USA Lady Patriots. And the Lady Patriots were not going to make it easy. They were down by 9, 39-25, but 2:45 mark with some three-point shots to make it a little bit tougher here for Sandusky. But they held a pretty good, strong lead throughout the game. In fact, we'll talk about the end of the first period. It was 14-0 after a last-second shot by Grace Gieboard for Sandusky. Sandusky leading 14-0. 16-0 at the 6:25 mark in the second period. 16-2 at the 5:37 mark before USA got the first points on the board. 20-7 at the half. 20-7 at the 2:20 mark, and then 22-9. At the half for Sandusky to hold the lead. At the end of the third quarter, it was 28-14, a good 14-point lead, but the Unionville Sebring Lady Patriots started to chip away here and really caught up quickly with 4:20 left. Some three-point shots made by Lauren Green, Kennedy Schember, and also number 11, Riley Wershke, to make it 36-25, but some big threes made also by Grace Gieboard and Morgan Taggy. To hold this lead, 42-28 with a win, and to make it 798 wins for the team for head coach Al DeMott, the most winningest varsity head girls basketball coach in the state of Michigan and counting. Free throw wise for Sandusky, they made 5 free throws out of 9. For USA, they missed all 6 of their free throws, so that kind of hurt them a little bit to make it things a little bit more interesting. Leading scorers here for the Unionville Sebring Lady Patriots, Riley Wershke, all threes with 9 points, 8 points for Lauren Green. She had 2 3-pointers, 4 points for Olivia Jubar, 7 points for Kennedy Schember for the USA Lady Patriots. Leading scorer here for Sandusky Lady Redskins, Morgan Taggy with 12 points, 8 points for Helena Long, 7 points for Allie Jansen, 8 points for Brooke Jansen and 5 points for Grace Guibord. Your scores for Sandusky. Sandusky wins 42-28. And their record now moves to 8-2 overall, almost near the midway point. For USA, they fall to 1-8. And they will be back in action up against Saginaw Valley Lutheran on January 9th. And then they'll have league play against Carroll. Lady Tigers are pretty good themselves on January 12th next week. For Sandusky, they will start off league play come Tuesday at home against Harbor Beach. And then Ubley next week. And Marlette that we will cover at home. Sandusky up against Marlette for league play. We'll have that in a couple weeks on WBGV 92.5 FM. 42-28, your final score. Sandusky over the USA Lady Patriots. Thank you for tuning in for high school girls basketball. When we come back, we'll get ready for coverage and talk about the high school boys game. It's a doubleheader night here on WBGV 92.5 FM. We'll be right back.